Hello, fans in Maya land. You're in Goberdon. Wish you were here. So today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of Narottama Das Thakur. So we're going to chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas first before we speak about him. So, Jai Anila Prema Dana Karuna Prachur.
Jai Anila Prema Dana Karuna Prachur.
Hey, no Prabhu Kota Kela. Treasure of divine love, and it was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya Bhavan? Where am I, Srirup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga a reservoir of all wonderful qualities. Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So maybe you can turn off this light because I get a backlight for the video is not so good. Now they can see my smiling face. And this, yeah, that's good. This thing has a light. So, Om Gana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tezmai Shigurave Namaha. So, today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, and we are at Govardhan, which is the topmost holy place, is waiting for this thing to boot up, with the Vaishnavas. We are most fortunate to be here with all the Vaishnavas, isn't it? This is the most fortunate, elevated place. There's no place like this in the three worlds, or four worlds, or 10 worlds, or something. Okay, here we go. Narottama Das Thakur, here are my notes. So, Narottama Das Thakur, obviously, is second generation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have to start the narration of Narottama Das Thakur off with discussion about Lokanath Goswami, who is Narottama Das Thakur's spiritual master. So once upon a time, Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha were sent to Vrindavan before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, because Lord Chaitanya understood that they did not want to see him as a sannyasi. So he specifically made arrangement so they would never see him again. One thing they did, Lord Chaitanya did, is that when Lord Chaitanya went to South India, Lokanath went to meet him. But then Lord Chaitanya left South India before Lokanath Goswami got there. And then he went to Braj, which is where Lokanath Goswami was. And then Lokanath Goswami went back to Braj, and they heard that Lord Chaitanya was in Prayag. And he wanted to go, and Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and said, "Stay in Vrindavan, and we will never be separated. Narottama Das Thakur will become your disciple." So he was the only disciple of Lokanath Goswami, and when you have a disciple like that, you don't need any more. But when you don't have disciples like that, you need to hedge your bets. I don't know if you know what that means. Need to have like at least several thousand in case one of them happens to be a little Krishna conscious. Anyway, so here we're going with the story of Narottama Das Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the birthplace of Narottama Das Thakur many years before Narottama Das Thakur was born. And as he was visiting this place, it's called Ketari, he bathed in the Padma River, and he said, "I am putting my prema." What's prema? Do you know? "I'm putting my love of Krishna into this river. And when Narottama bathes here, he will get this love of Krishna." So later on, Narottama Das Thakur took birth in this same village of Ketari. And astrologer predicted at his birth, and the astrologer said that he will be the best of men. That's what Narottama means. Uttama Nara. Narottama. Nara Uttama. So Narottama Das Thakur was such a great devotee, he refused rice at his grain ceremony until it was offered to the Lord. He was the son of a king and a queen. When he was 12 years old, he had a dream, and Lord Nityananda said to him, "Go to the Padma River and take a bath." So he went there, and he took a bath, and he came back, and his skin was golden colored, and he was chanting Krishna's names, and he was apathetic to material life. I have to explain what apathetic means. Apathetic means, didn't care about it. like before I offered him a skateboard. He said, no, that's apathetic. But when I offered him $1 million, he said, yes. And that's called pathetic. It's a play on words, anyway. That, I mean, it also can mean, actually, indirectly in Old English, it means someone who has feelings. But in New English, it means something different. So, yeah. Pathos. You know, pathos means emotion. So, anyway, so he was apathetic to material life. He didn't want anything his parents wanted to give him. His parents were in anxiety. They kept him at home with guards. Oh my God. He didn't want a skateboard or a mobile phone or anything. Pretty interesting. Just because he got Lord Chaitanya's mercy, because he got bathing in the river. Don't bathe in the river if you want Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And don't take any Radhakund water on your head, okay? It can be very dangerous. Then you become like me. So, he felt like he was in prison. And even he was associating with other great devotees who kept reciting Lord Chaitanya's activities and pastimes. Oops. And he felt great anxiety. And he was told about Srinivas Thakur at the same time. So he was thinking, when am I going to meet all these people? In a dream, Lord Chaitanya came to him and said, you will be initiated by Lokanath Goswami. So one day, when his parents weren't looking, he escaped from home. He snuck out the door. And he ran away. I did the same thing. When I was about 15, I ran away.
You ran away from home?
Yeah, but then the police brought me back. But this particular point is that his police didn't bring him back. So he went to Vrindavan. But by the time he got to Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami had passed away. But, then Srinivas Acharya, who was already in Vrindavan, had a dream that Narottama is coming the next day. And so Narottama came the next day and he met whoever was remaining, actually Lokanath Goswami, even though he was older than the other Goswamis. He actually was still there, even after Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, who were younger, had left this world. So after he met all the great personalities, he thought, I want to take initiation of Lokanath Maharaj. But Lokanath Maharaj, Lokanath Goswami, said, no, I will never take any disciples. I don't need it. I just want to chant Hare Krishna in peace. So Narottama had a trick. He went behind Lokanath Goswami's, what's called a kutir, where he lived. Because in those days, they didn't have regular toilets. They just had a hole in the ground. Did you know that?
Hole what?
A hole in the ground. They would just go to the bathroom with the hole in the ground and cover it with some leaves and take a shower in the river. He doesn't know about that. In the old days, even when Prabhupada was present, Prabhupada had to go out in the Yamuna every morning, living in Vrindavan. And that's how he took care of his physical needs. So then what happened is that Narottama decided to serve his spiritual master by cleaning up where the spiritual master went to the bathroom every day. But he didn't tell the spiritual master. So his spiritual master was wondering, who is cleaning up after me? And then one day, Lokanath Goswami looked and he saw, oh, you were cleaning up after me. So still he refused to initiate Narottama Das Thakur. And after 1 year, it's called Purushacharya. That means preliminary behavior, acharya, pura acharya. What is it? Pura acharya. Preliminary behavior before initiation. After 1 year, Loganath Goswami had a dream, and Lord Chaitanya told him, you better initiate this person. And Loganath Goswami initiated him. He was his only disciple. But he was trained by Jiva Goswami at the same time as Jiva Goswami trained Shyamananda and Srinivas. There were three of them. Narottamadas Thakur, Srinivas, and Shyamananda. Got it? Three. Okay. Then one day they decided to go on Sankirtan and distribute books. You know what book distribution is? You ever see devotees do that?
No.
Sankirtan?
Books,
yeah. So at that time, they had to write books by hand. There were no printing presses. So they took copies of the books to all the way across India to a place called Bengal. It's the opposite side of India from here, basically. And when they took the books there, the books were stolen by a king. The king thought it was great jewels inside the books because he had expert astrologers. And one day he opened up this case with the books and he saw there was wonderful handwriting of Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami there. And he was wondering, what am I going to do? I've stolen from the devotees. Then this other devotee, Srinivasacharya, came to his Bhagavatam class and spoke about Krishna, and then he took initiative. This king took initiation, his name was Virhamvir, from Srinivasacharya. And he made a rule that everybody in my kingdom has to chant his rounds or else they get out the door. Kicked out of the country. That'd be pretty good, isn't it? Could we do that in Sydney? Maybe. That would be very nice. Okay. So, then, same time, Narottamadas Thakur visited Navadvip, which is where Lord Chaitanya, who's also your father, but where he didn't visit your father. He visited at the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared, and he had a vision of the way Navadvip was when Lord Chaitanya was there. And he met with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wife. Who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wife? Vishnu Priya. And he also met with Janava and Vasudha, who were Lord Nityananda's two wives. So then he visited Jagannath Puri, Ekachakra, which is Lord Nityananda's place. And Lord Nityananda personally appeared disguised as a Brahmana to guide them around, to guide him around Ekachakra. It's pretty good. And at the end, Lord Nityananda revealed who he was, and he turned into Krishna and Balaram. Wow. That's pretty good. So then, Narottamadas Thakur decided to make his headquarters where he was born, which is Khetri. And he had a dream one day that there were deities in what they call a godown. What do you call that in your country? Warehouse, whatever. You have another word in Australian for it?
We use warehouse.
You use warehouse. You know what a warehouse is? Garage. Okay. Kept him in his carport. That's what they would understand. So we had a dream there was a deity there. But in that same garage, there were snakes and there was a lot of rice there. And there was a very rich man who was there. And he said, you cannot go into my garage because there's snakes there and they'll bite you. So Narottamadas Thakur said, no problem. I will go chanting Krishna's names because Krishna will always protect me. So he went in and the snakes ran away. Snakes don't have feet, do they? They slither. You've seen plenty of them in Australia.
I've seen them in the wildlife.
I've seen some right in your house, outside.
I'm sure.
Everywhere in Australia there's snakes. So, they found deities there in that garage of Lord Chaitanya and Vishnupriya, his wife. And in this festival, they installed 6 sets of deities. And this great lady, Janava Mata, who was the wife of Lord Nityananda, was there. And during the kirtan, Narottama's kirtan, all of Lord Chaitanya's associates appeared and had a big dance, even though they had left the world before. That's amazing, isn't it? They danced and chanted Hare Krishna, not ballroom dancing. Nice dancing. And they all danced for Narottama Das, this festival. And they were throwing red powder on each other. You ever seen Holi? They were throwing powder over each other and on the deities. But after they installed the deities, all the brahmanas complained that Narottama Das Thakur was a Shudra, because he was born in a Shudra family. That means a low-class family. What they considered low-class, even a king's family. So, they had a challenge. All these Brahmins came to challenge Narottama Das Thakur. So, especially this big Brahmin named Rupa Narayana. He was a very big Brahmin, very educated. But what happened is Narottama Das Thakur had 2 disciples who were so intelligent. They were like living encyclopedias in Sanskrit. One's name was Ramchandra Kaviraj and the other was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. So what they did is they put on a disguise and made believe that they were shopkeepers. And so this very intelligent man who was challenging Narottama Das Thakur came to their shop to buy, to buy something. And they began to speak in Sanskrit and defeated him. And he was thinking, oh my God, if shopkeepers here are so intelligent, we better watch out for Narottama Das Thakur. And that night they had a dream and Durga appeared with 8 arms ready to kill them and said, I will kill you unless you surrender to Narottama Das Thakur. That's called a forced initiation. Anyway, so he had a wake-up call. And so he surrendered, this great intelligent guy surrendered to Narottama Das Thakur. The king and the queen were initiated. Then another interesting story is, once upon a time there was this big gunda. You know what a gunda is? Criminal? Really bad guy. Like a terrorist. His name was Chand Roy. And what happened is he was hurting so many people, but then a ghost started to take him over. And the ghost was saying, the only person that can save me is Narottama Das Thakur. So his father asked Narottama Das Thakur to pray for him, and he became saved. And he became a great devotee. This great criminal dacoit gunda became so humble that he was put in jail because the king wanted to take advantage of him. And even when his father sent a Durga worshiper to get him out of jail using mystic powers, Kundalini Yoga, he refused it. Only Krishna will help me. So then the king thought, I want a king kill right? I want to kill this Chand Roy. So they send a big elephant with a big nose. That's right, trunk. He learned it today, the trunk. We were talking about trunks. Trunk. Something you carry clothes in, a trunk. Or the boot of the car, right? It's called the trunk. So that's good, he learned that word today. So this big elephant came, and Narottama Das Thakur reached out, and he pulled the trunk off the elephant. So the poor elephant had a nose job. He had no nose, no trunk, and he died anyway. But he was an angry elephant. So the king thought, well, I better not mess with this person. And he let him out of jail. So, other story about Narottama Das Thakur, where he had one of his friends' name was Ramchandra Kaviraj, who was the disciple of Srinivasacharya. And they were inseparable. Complete inseparable, meaning they couldn't live apart. One time, Narottama Das Thakur told his friend to go visit his wife. You know the story? I told it. He said, go visit your wife, you're always hanging out with me. You should go visit your wife. So Ramchandra Kaviraj started to walk away, but he couldn't get more than 50 meters away from Narottama Das Thakur. And Narottama Das Thakur looked and think, why didn't you go visit your wife? And Ramchandra Kaviraj started hitting himself with like a broom or a stick. And Narottama said, no, don't do that. Because he thought he was being punished. Because the relationship with Ramchandra Kaviraj was actually a disciple of Narottama Das Thakur's godbrother. You know, like, because it was the etiquette. So in one sense, they had like a superior-inferior relationship, but it was more friendship. Anyway, so they were inseparable. Couldn't even get him to see his wife. Wow. This is enough story. So there's another story about Vishwanath Chakravarti. It's very similar. He was told by his guru, you go visit your wife. Go visit your wife. Say, okay, Guru Maharaj. Gonna do it. So he went all the way across India and went to his wife, where his wife was staying, lay down in the bed next to her, and just chanted the whole Bhagavatam all night. And then got up and went back to his guru. Ideal family life. So everyone will hate me after this one. I don't prescribe it for anyone. It's not my prescription. These are special personalities. So anyway, so what happened is that Narottama kept getting criticized for being from a lower class family and initiating higher class Brahmin people. So went on and on and on. Finally, Narottama Das Thakur thought, I'm going to leave this world. So he sat on top of a whole pile of wood. It's called a funeral pyre. And he was sitting there for 3 days. And all the Brahmanas were making fun of him. Ah, ha, ha, you're leaving in a way that's not so nice, not so auspicious. So Narottama Das Thakur stood up, understanding their improper understanding, and he manifested a golden Brahmin thread on his body. It just like, it was glowing. And so the Brahmanas saluted him and said, well, we're sorry for what we did. Eventually he decided it was time to leave the body, to leave this world. So he told his devotees, let's go bathing in the Ganges. And while we're bathing in the Ganges, you should massage me and pour water on my head. In other words, do like a little abhishek with Ganges water. So as they were massaging him and pouring the water on his head, guess what happened? Can you guess? His whole body dissolved into the Ganges and became like a milky substance. And they kept some of that. It just liquid. And that's called dugdha, or milk, dugdha samadhi. And so Narottama Das Thakur was famous for writing many, many poems, like the one we just read before class, about Krishna. Different books he wrote, Prajna, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, other literatures like that. And he wrote these poems in simple Bengali language. Because up to that time, most of the Vaishnavas, they spoke or wrote in Sanskrit. So it was required that people be able to understand, just like we are able to have translations in what language? What language do I read in? What? What language do I speak?
English.
That's good. So Prabhupada's books were translated into English. If they had been written only in Sanskrit, guess what would have happened to me?
You wouldn't be able to read it.
Wouldn't be able to read it, and I'd be a demon. I'd be with Ravana right now. Oh no. Helping him kidnap Sita Devi, that wouldn't have been good. So Narottama Das Thakur wrote all these books in the language everyone can understand, which is simple Bengali. You know, you find the same thing in Hindi, because the original Ramayana was written in Sanskrit. So you have Tulsidas, who wrote the Ramcharitamanasas, so that people could understand the Ramayana. And he's done a great service. Although the Ramcharitamanasas is not exactly that accurate, still, he's brought a lot of people who love Ramachandra in the process. So that's Narottama Das Thakur. Any questions or comments? No?
I have one.
Okay, good.
You know how you said my dad's name before?
Navadvip.
Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't him in one of his last lives?
No, I'm not sure about that. We don't know who he was in his last life. But does it matter? No, man, because you can't really change what happened in your last life, right? Can't, it's finished. We can change what's happening now, right? You can change what's happening now, and then you can make your future. Did you think of the future? Right? You can change the future, but not the past. Like, you can decide to see Yamaraj after you leave this world.
I can decide if I want to be
born. Well, you can't decide anything you want.
Not anything.
Like, you can't decide to fly in the air if you want.
You can decide to breathe.
You can decide to breathe or not breathe. But you can decide whether to be a devotee or a follower of Ravana. Yeah. We can decide to be a devotee of Ravan or a devotee of Ram. What do you like?
Ram.
You like Ram. Very good. So, any other questions? No other questions? Any questions from the peanut gallery here? Or what? Got a lot of people. Hey, Govinda Mohini's watching.
No.
I have you here.
No, my Romy is up.
What?
My Romy got me.
Somehow or other, you're listed as watching. Anyway, maybe you did in the past for a second.
Yeah.
Jai Govinda. So anyway, we're here at Govardhan, and over the next few days, we're going to be joined by a lot of people. We have different programs going on. Every evening about this time, we're going to be having Dhammadharashtaka and perhaps a little reading and a class. And right now, we just have a few devotees. We'll show you all who's here. There's Kana and Radhe, they're the ones in charge. I work for them. And then you got Govinda Mohini, Champakalata, Mayapur and Falguni, Radha Ika. Mayapur is the one with the big beard. So. Anyway, I won't get anything further about it. So, anyways, everybody say hello, Kana.
Hello.
Hello, Radha. Ready? They're the future. They're going to take charge of the movement in the future, right, Kana? You're not sure.